Beloved brothers and sisters, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We look back to a most blessed weekend the Lord has given to us. Our brothers and sisters were coming from all over Europe, some even from the USA, others from African countries, and the Lord just blessed us in a marvelous way. We were nearly 1,000 people gathered to hear the precious word of God. And friends, we all realize that the end time is here. The last message is reaching the ends of the earth. The last ones are being called out. And when we look upon things which are now happening worldwide, countries are broke, no one has the solution. And this reminds me on the song Brother Branham used to sing, "Nations are breaking, Israel is awakening." The signs that the Bible foretold, they're happening. And then the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear, but we, as Bible-believing children of God, we know the time, we know the Lord personally, we know Him by the experiences He gave unto us, and we have come back to the Bible pattern of the book of Acts, repentance, conversion, true faith, and baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the promise is given to you, to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord shall call. This is restoration in reality, that we are brought back to the same power of the Holy Spirit, to the same teachings, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And friends, my eyes look at Mark chapter 13, where our Lord speaks about the end time in verse 10, and this gospel must be preached among all nations. This is just something that we experience in our time. Can you imagine the services we have here in Germany, and the sermons I preach in the German language are being translated into 12 different languages. And throughout the whole earth, the last record was that 88 nations and almost 1,000 people are with us online, listening, experiencing the same things we do here in the small city of Krefeld, Germany. Friends, this we see as the hand of the Lord, that the original message which Brother Branham brought unto us. Not a different gospel, not different teachings, not different revelations, but the original teachings of the precious Word of God, bringing us back to the very beginning. And now, especially to you, beloved brethren, who believe to have also a ministry, why don't you stop with all the interpretations of what Brother Branham said? Let God be his own interpreter, just like the Apostle Peter was writing. No Bible prophecy is of any private interpretation. No sermon Brother Branham preached is of any private interpretation. Take it back to the Word of God. Respect God. Respect the Word of God. And put everything into the Scripture, and let the Word of God be your final, absolute, and authority. Beloved, I say this with a heavy heart. I look back to 49 years since the Lord called me to go from city to city to preach his word, and also to store in the food and then to give out the food. And now I'm looking for the result of the message God gave to us. William Branham was a promised prophet. He was not just anybody. He was like John the Baptist, a promised prophet. And friends, I've just taken a look at the things which have happened in Bible days. In the days of Noah, in the days of Abraham, in the days of Moses, in the days of Joshua, there was always a result to a ministry that God had ordained to be. Beloved, there was a result in the days of John the Baptist. He led the people and prepared the true children of God for the Lord. Luke chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Then the Apostle Peter was used of God Almighty at the first moment when heaven opened and the Holy Spirit fell and the New Testament church was born and filled with the Holy Spirit. There was a result. There was a result. There was a result with the ministry God gave to the Apostle Paul. And if you read Acts chapter 22, where he speaks of his conversion, even referring to the light that appeared, and all who were with him saw the light, but the voice was addressed to him, and the divine commission was given to the man of God of that hour. Beloved, this reminds me on June the 11th, 1933, when all the 4,000 people saw the light descending. And as Brother Branham said, some fainted, some knelt down and prayed, and even the Associated Press reported about it. all who were present saw the supernatural light, but the voice spoke to Brother Branham as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. You are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. Why don't you fear God? Why don't you believe God? Why don't you line up with the Word of God and stop without your interpretations about parousia, about Revelation 10, about all the other scriptures? Let God be true and every man a liar. So, beloved, I say this over and over again. As our Lord said, when you see all these things come to pass, then you know the time is near. Look up, for your redemption is drawing near. We're looking to Israel, to the neighboring countries. We look into the world. And as I said at the beginning, nations are breaking. Israel is awakening. The signs that the Bible foretold are with us. And we're right at the end of the end time. May there be a divine result. May the bride be called out. May God have his way with all who claim to believe the message. Let reality be seen with all of you. Why do we have the many interpretations, the many splits? At the moment of the return of Christ, there will be one heart and one soul. And in every city, there will be one fellowship, ordained by Almighty God, restored to the very, very beginning. Friends, many things could be said. The Lord has blessed us, as I mentioned already, and he will bless us until he comes. May God be with you, and may you recognize the message, the purpose it was given for, and a part in what God is doing right now. Line up with the Word of God, with the will of God. Submit to the Lord so that he can have his way. Maranatha. Our Lord is coming soon. God bless you and be with you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.